Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, August the 15th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about a First Lady, Grace Mugabe, who is accused of beating, severely assaulting a woman she found hanging with her two kids in South Africa. She was supposed to appear in court this afternoon, but that did not happen. And many people are asking, is she now a fugitive? Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk, where we are streaming live, and on our three websites, that's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandevele.com. Please give us your views on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can also call us live on the following number, 001-202-619-2077. Outrage is mounting in Zimbabwe and South Africa right now as we speak over failure by First Lady Grace Mugabe to appear in a South African court this afternoon on charges of assaulting a 20-year-old woman she allegedly found hanging with her two sons, Robert Jr. and Bellarmine Chatunga, in a hotel in the upmarket suburb of Sandton. The victim, Gabriella Angel, says she is traumatized by the attack on Sunday that left her with a gaping scar on her forehead and another gash in the head. Mrs. Mugabe was supposed to appear in court this afternoon. That coming from Police Minister Fikile Mbalula, but she never did, and many questions are, you know, swirling around tonight. Where is Mrs. Mugabe? Did she abscond? Is she now a fugitive from the South African law? Did she run away to Zimbabwe, as has been alleged by some sections, especially from the ZANU-PF faction G40, to which Mrs. Mugabe belongs, rather belong. There have been sentiments to the effect that she is now in Zimbabwe, but we cannot substantiate that because we don't know that for a fact. Some though say she is still in South Africa. We tried to reach Fikile Mbalula after Mrs. Mugabe failed to appear in court in Randburg Magistrate Court. That's where she was supposed to appear this afternoon, I believe at 1 o'clock. And again, like we said, that never happened. We reached out to Mbalula, Fikile Mbalula, the police minister, to clarify the issue. Where is Mrs. Mugabe? He is the one who went on record telling reporters earlier that Mrs. Mugabe has committed to appear in court on her own accord. And that is why she was not arrested. Fikile Mbalula told us that he was in a meeting and therefore he could not comment. We also tried to reach the police themselves, but without any luck, they are not commenting. And Mrs. Mugabe's whereabouts remain unknown this hour. But what is known for a fact is that she did not appear in court where she was supposed to this afternoon. And normally there would be a warrant of arrest. If you fail to appear in court, naturally a warrant of arrest is issued so that you can be arrested and, be brought to court. We try to ascertain that with Mr. Mbalula, whether that has been arrested, has been done, has a warrant been issued. Mr. Mbalula is not talking. Yiloke udaba esingalo lamhlanje udaba luka Nkosikazi Grace Mgabe obemele emiswe phambi kwedalele lomthethwandaba kwele South Africa lamhlanje sekutheswa icala lokubaxabula omunye untombazana amthole lamadodana akhe amabili uBelamin lo Robert Jr. esantini kwele South Africa. Kuthiwa bebesehoteleni bebekhanya bejabula njengabafana abancane belala untombazana. Wafika ke unkosikazi Grace Mgabe engasadlanga nkotshana zomuntu elama-bodyguard angu-10. Nxa untombazana esitsho wathola kula mantombazana amathathu wangenela ke lo wamlimaza kakubi kuthi bemtshaya ngekhodi. Electrical cord angazi ukuthi ngeyani wamlimaza ke ulenxeba inkalakatha esiphongweni lapha njalo la sekhanda ulimele kakubi ngile themba abaku WhatsApp lapha liwabonile amapikisha akhe laba ku Facebook ulimele kakhulu luntombazana umangeleke emapoliseni uhambe wayamangala wathi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe umlimazile yikho ke amapolisa asekhulumisana laye wathi hayi uza kuza ke emthethwandaba lamhlanje emini ngo-1 o'clock eRandburg kodwa batshone bemile emthethwandaba abama-newspaper abama-radio intathela izindaba kanye labantu bezimbabwe nje izizalwane zezimbabwe zifuna ukubona ukuthi kathi kuhamba njani uGrace Mgabe wenzeleni ihlazo leli kasabuyanga khe. Imbuzo esikhona manje ngethi uye ngaphi ubalekile na kule South Africa ngaba sezimbabwe na yumbuzo omkhulu njalo sizakhuluma ke lamagqwetha siza ukuthi kuyini osokuya kwenzakala uzabotshwa yini alubana ethe waphindela kule South Africa nxa kuyukuthi mpela uphumile kumbe uzaphiwa lokho esingathi yi-immunity, diplomatic immunity. Ndiyo nyaya yati kukurukurane zvayo vedwe nyaya ye muzimai we mtungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mgabe avo vanga vachifanira kumiswa pamberi pematare ezimoswa kuSouth Africa nhasi kuRandburg vachipomerwa mhosva yekurova zvakaipisisa mumwe musikana wavanonzi vakawana aine vanakomana vavo Belamin na Robert Jr. Nemusiwe Svondo asi zvaitika ndezvekuti amai Mgabe havana kuzouya kumatare vepanhau majournalists aswera akamira paRandburg Magistrates Court pamwe nezvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe vachida kuona amai Mgabe vachimiswa pamberi pematare asi hazvina kuitika izvi saka tazvofonera vafikile Mbalula vanova gurukota rinoona nezvemapurisa nekuchengetedzwa kwemutemo kuSouth Africa kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei amai Mgabe havana kuzouya kumatare sei asi vaMbalula vati vanga vari mumusangano saka hatina kuzonzwa kuti pari zvino amai Grace Mgabe vachiri kuSouth Africa kana kuti vatiza vava kuZimbabwe ndonyaya iri mudariro nhasi toda kunzwa kwamuri zvikuru sei vechidiki kuti muri kuti chii nebehavior ya First Lady amai Mgabe ndizvo zvamuri kutarisira here kumunhu ari pachigaro ichi joining me now is Nicholas Mabuto Mabena leader of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. Mr. Mabena is one of the many Zimbabweans who spent the day in front of the Randburg Magistrates Court, but to no avail. Mr. Mabena, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Evening to you and to Studio 7 listeners.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us. So you were at the courts today. What happened?
We were at the court on the understanding that the First Lady, Dr. Grace Mugabe, was going to appear at 1 o'clock. We got the message at around 11:30 in the morning. We had to drop everything that we were doing and rush to run back to Magistrate Court. When we got there, she wasn't in. We consulted the people that we found there, the officers and others that were there, the authorities. An indication was then given to us that Dr. Grace Mugabe was likely to appear in court at about 3 in the afternoon. We waited there to no avail. At 3 in the afternoon, we were then informed that the docket was on its way to run the magistrate court. So we had to wait again, but nothing happened. So the docket, it did not arrive at Randburg Magistrate Court until we left after 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
How much interest has this case generated among Zimbabweans in South Africa, Mr. Mabena?
Well, it has generated a lot of interest, not from Zimbabweans only, but from a broad society, the South Africans and others, on the following basis: that firstly, August is a women's month in South Africa where we celebrate the heroic role played by women in 1956, over 20,000 that marched from Johannesburg to Pretoria. And also the fact that ordinary South Africans, they seem not to appreciate the violence that we go through in Zimbabwe on a daily basis. So when they see happening in their own home soil, they begin to understand that when we say ZANU-PF as a political party is violent, what Dr. Grace Mugabe did, it vindicates our point to say we are dealing with a system that is violent in nature, and Grace Mugabe, as the leader of the Women's League in ZANU-PF, it tells you that those that don't agree with her views, or why even say that even her staff members are subjected to this kind of violence, because she has a record of violence. We know what happened in Dubai some few months ago. We know what happened with the journalist in Singapore. We know the victim of the poor families in Mazoe Farm. All these are the trends of a human being who has issues with her own temper. So everyone then has an interest to understand why this lady behaving in the manner she's behaving, considering that she had made a public statement that her children are becoming wild. And the question that is now being asked is that who are they taking after? If the kids are wild and you behave in a similar manner, what does it say about the Mugabe family, the First family? And you will know that Grace Mugabe, as the First Lady and the leader of ZANU-PF, young ladies are looking up to her as a mother of the nation.
Siyabonga Mapena, please do stay on the line there. And we also saw some outrage coming from opposition parties in Zimbabwe, particularly the MDCT. And the MDC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube, calling on Mrs. Mugabe to account for her actions. They are saying that she should be arrested and be brought to book. We are also joined now by MDCT spokesperson, that's Mr. Gutu, a lawyer, La Gutu Magadi.
Ndiripo makomrades, ndiripo muri Zimbabwe makadiwo imi sifonge.
Aiwa tinofara, tinofara. Taona muchiburisa mashoko nhasi muchishora zvikuru amai Mugabe nekurova nemhirizhonga yavakaita ku South Africa pare zvino kuzikanwa kuti vari kupi, vadzokera here kuZimbabwe kana kuti vachiri ku South Africa. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvi?
Izvi zvinonyadzisa nokuti isu sebato reMDC inotungamirirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai tiri bato rinoda zverunyararo. Tiri bato risingadi zvembonga-mbonga, zvebopoto, zveviolence. Kunyanya-nyanya violence iyaye inotageta yatingangoti vana vadiki kana kuti vanhu vaya vanonzi muchirungu the vulnerable groups, madzimai, the girl children, nevamwe vakadaro, people living with disabilities, nevamwe vakadaro. Saka zvinhu zvinoshoreka zvikuru kuti munhu anova iye first lady wemunyika medu muno muZimbabwe unokwira ndege woenda kuhotera kuJohannesburg kuCentrum City. Unosvika muhotera orakasha mwana mudoko doko ane 20 years. Kumurova nekodhi yekebho whatever yanga iri yefoni here kana yechii hapana achaziva. Kutsemura mwana musoro huma nezvimwe zvakadaro ropa richizara murumu zvinotaridza izvo kuti unenge wapindwa nemweya wechigevenga kune vaya vanoita zvechikristo ndo yatinoti mweya yarigioni mweya yesvina. Zvataridza kuti amai ava unhu hwavo haukodzeri kuti vave first lady. Vatinyadzisa isu sevana veZimbabwe. Muchirungu vanoti ivo this is a diplomatic scandal. Zvinoshoresa vose vanhu vemuZimbabwe. Kunyanya-nyanya tinoziva tine vanhu vakawanda vemuZimbabwe vanogara muSouth Africa. Zvinonyanya kuvanyadzisa zvakasimba izvozvo. Tichityira zvekare kuti pose-pose vanotozenge vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vava kutagetwa for harassment nemaauthorities ukoko zvichinzi onai zvakaita mukadzi wapuresident wenyu akauya kuno ndokurakasha mwana womuno muSouth Africa. Hazvifadzi, zvinoshoreka. Hasati ndamboona zvakadai mupenyu hwangu hwose ndo chinhu chokutanga chandasangana nacho kuona mukadzi wapuresident anonzi first lady achiita behavior yomunhu akanga musombodhia kana kuti browning clear kana mudzepete achiita zvounyanya zvakadai. It's very disgraceful from grace.
And we must say that even South African newspapers are leading with that story today. The Citizen has that story as its lead, and the headline is "What a Disgrace." We also have Ipepandabale, the Star, also having that as its lead. First page, and the headline is "Grace Mugabe Goes Berserk." Basebe kipage umpikisha umfanekiso kantombazana lo ochayiweyo elenxeba inkalakatha yenxeba esiphundu lapha lapho achaywe khona. Amanye amanxeba asekhanda ngangemuva ngapha akhanya mpela kule gazi eliphumayo njalo kulama stitches kukhanya ukubana uthungiwe. Ngivakuti umumbobata makadaro nimbodzokera kuna vamabhena. Mnumzana Mabhena, etabeni olunje singabona naku siba lokuxabana phakathi kukahulumende wele South Africa lohulumende weZimbabwe ngodaba lukankosikazi Mugabe lolu. Kumbe ludaba luzathanyelwa nje luphele kungakhanyanga ukuthi luhambe njani njengoba senyamalela kwazi ukuthi yena.
Esikwasabelayo khathesi ukuthi njengoba sisazi ukuthi ibandla elibusayo le-ANC lebandla leZANU-PF lobudlelwano, esikwesabelayo ukuthi kasikwazi ukuthi kungaba lezinkulumo phakathi kwamabandla lawo okuthi kuvalwe leli hlazo elikhona. Njalo siyakwazi futhi ukuthi kulombuthano omkhulu wabaholi bamazwe angapha eSadak ngomgqibelo la ngesonto ePretoria iSADC summit, sikwazi ukuthi sikwazi futhi lobudlelwano obukhulu phakathi kwahulumende weSouth Africa noweZimbabwe, ukuthi kubanjwe umhlangano lowo kule ndaba engaka kukhanya kuyinto elihlazo eyangisayo. Ezinye inkulumo-ke sesizizwa zingani ziyaphuma kathi laqiniso lakho ukuthi kumbe kungabe kuliqiniso. kodwa so lezinkulumo ezithi zona labo abamele uGrace Mugabe sebezama ukuthi bakhulumisane lemuli yalo nkaza noma umakazana wakhe lo ochayiweyo ukuthi mhlawumbe indaba le ingayingi enkantolo kube indaba ekhulunywayo iphelele ngaphandle kwenkantolo kasiqiniseko lakho kodwa ngokunye kwangkhona okuvelayo siyananzelela kanti futhi ukuthi evikini eliphelileyo isekela likamphathi intambo wemfundo yaphezulu lapha eSouth Africa uthe laye ejayiva kwenye inight yabo wachaya umuntu ongumama laye simbonile evela enkantolo simbonile futhi uMEC oweHauteng ongumama ekhuluma laye sithi yena udaba lukaGrace kaluphenyisise ukuthi kade vele kuhambe njani simzwile umbalula loba ubekhuluma istatement ebezingane ziyaphikisana kodwa ke esikukhangeleleyo ukuthi uZulu wonke ukhangelele ukuthi kake kudingisiswe kabanzi ukuthi kathi indaba kaGrace azatshaye lo mntwana bekutheni kumele laye abe losuku lakhe enkantolo akayibikela umantshi ukuthi aze ayenze lokhu akwenzileyo bekutheni thina-ke esikutshoyo ukuthi nxa umuntu engumzali engavumeli ukuthi umntanakhe athandane lomunye umuntu esintwini sakithi umntwana uyahlala laye phansi umbonise hhayi ukuthi ubususenza lokho okwenziwe nguGrace usutshaya umntwana oyinkazana ole-20 years usumtshaya ngekhodi eyamagesi yinto elihlazo kakhulu ivele isifake ihlazo sizalwane zeZimbabwe ifake ihlazo omama be-Africa ngoba khathesi kulezi nkulumo zokuthi omama sokumele ukuthi ngabe bayaphatha labo bebe ngomongameli kambe nxa singaba lo mongameli onjengoGrace siyalo silo mongameli onjani.
Please do stay on the line there. Qhubeka ubambile baba Mabhena. Ndimbozo kwaMuri waGutu. Vana vekwaMugabe, Bellarmine Chatunga naRobert Jr. vanhu vane mukurumbira wemusikanzwa vanhu vanozikanwa. Ndosaka vakabviswa kuDubai uko kwavaigara vakaendeswa kuSouth Africa. Asi vachiri kuenderera mberi havo nenyaya dzavo dzemusikanzwa. Mai vavo amai Grace Mugabe is on record complaining about her kids, their unruly manner. Saka pane vamwe vaGutu who are saying kuti Grace Mugabe semubereki ane kodzero yekuranga vana. Whether ari kuranga wake kana kuti mwana chero ani zvake anenge awana aine vana vake ndimbomuverengera tsamba iri kubva kuna kumutereri anonzi Grigori Shambare hanzi naGrigori semubereki amai Mugabe vane kodzero yekuranga vana chero upi wavaona it's unfortunate this issue is being blown out of proportion. Are we blowing this issue out of proportion, Mr. Gutu?
Not at all. I mean, with due respect to the person who sent that comment, look, as parents, and we are parents ourselves, I'm a parent myself, there's a difference between disciplining your child and behaving as a thug, you know, by assaulting a child. What Grace Mugabe did is totally out of sync with the decorum and decency and conduct expected of a first lady. What she should know is that she travels on a diplomatic passport. When she travels and wherever she travels, she is not only Grace Mugabe the individual, she is also a first lady of a country, in this case of the Republic of Zimbabwe. So she should be careful to know that whatever she does, be it in private or in public, will impact on not only her image as a first lady, but also the image of the Republic of Zimbabwe as a nation, as a sovereign republic. What Grace Mugabe did is a complete and utter embarrassment to her family and also to the people of Zimbabwe, all of us. I'm actually totally embarrassed as I'm speaking on radio right now. So there is the argument being given or put forward by the other comrade to the effect that he has the right to discipline her children. and even other children is with respect absolute and total nonsense. It has to be thrown out and rejected with the contempt that it deserves. If you look at the injuries that were inflicted on that young girl, Gabriella Angels, a 20-year-old model, the injuries are horrendous. And you see that if she could do that to a young, defenseless woman in South Africa, what else does she do, even to other people, her workers, her farm workers, state employees that are deployed to protect their family, a security agent? This is just the tip of the iceberg. Most of the time we hear rumors that she has an explosive temper, that she's given to acts of wanton and unprovoked violence. And this actually does confirm those rumors that we are dealing with a woman whose name is Grace, but who acts disgracefully. A woman who I believe is in need of help, in need of some form of psychological rehabilitation. I don't think she's quite in control of her faculty with respect.
Thank you there, Mr. Gutu. I know you have another commitment, but hold on, I'll be coming back to you shortly to give us your last word. Meanwhile, Mr. Mabena, please do stay on the line as well. An aspiring politician, that's Vimbaishe Mushwaburi, all the way from Bulawayo. Good evening, Vimba, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
What's your take on this whole issue about Grace Mugabe assaulting this poor woman in South Africa?
Well, from the onset, I am definitely against violence in any form, whether it's to male, female. Basically, I don't think violence is anything that fixes any situations or problems. So in this situation, unfortunately, we are talking about our First Lady, who is in this situation. I think it's totally unacceptable for us to be even having this conversation regarding a First Lady, because what she did was absolutely it's something that cannot be accepted in any way. I don't think I'm even afraid, because I think it's one of those things that a First Lady should consider, number one, who she is, and number two, what impact it will have to our country and our countrymen in that country, because in this situation where she was expected in court, and Americans actually thought that, oh, at least something was being done, but as a matter of fact, nothing was done, and she didn't appear in court. What we will probably have, you know, it's the aftercare after this whole situation, the young lady, and the South Africans, as a whole, the Zimbabweans living in South Africa, how are they going to be treated in this situation? It's going to impact a lot of people. This whole situation is just going to affect a lot of people going forward, unfortunately.
And for the record, the South African Minister of Police, Fikile Mbalula, is on record saying that Zimbabweans go to South Africa to commit crimes. He says Zimbabweans are criminals. Really, this doesn't augur well for us when the First Lady goes to South Africa and, play right in the hands of Mbalula. Zimbabwe, gula abanye though abathi unkosikazi Mugabe lapha ube discipline abantwana. Ngubalele enye comment lapha evela ku Danford Tafadzwa Chikanga, uti yena ini handione chakaipa kunze kwekuti somubereki vaifanira kuranga vese chisikana nezvikomana, asi hanzi zvikomana zvacho zvakatiza. Vekungaisi kuti discipline njabantwana ini lokhu, Bimba, abantwana bayachaya nxa belobugebenga bengezo. bengamahlonga ndlebe.
Kahle kahle baba, akula muntu olemvumo yokushaya umntwana womuntu. Kahle kahle akula muntu olomvumo. Ingakhuluma ukushaya abakhe abantwana. Hayi ukuthi ufike endaweni ubusuzenza umzali womntwana loya. Ngoba anything may happen to that child. What if whatever object they use to hit her and they were hitting her in the head? What if the worst thing had happened? We should actually thank God that this child, nothing happened to this child. Because we've got worst cases where you hit somebody and they die. They actually, you know, get hurt to the point that they get injuries, head injuries, internal injuries. Then they die after that. So I personally think no one has got the right to discipline another person's child. I'm a parent myself. Child is found in the wrong by another parent. It's very important as a parent to act in the manner of a parent. Find out who this parent is. Sit down with parents and discipline children rightfully with the parents available. Because you can't assume responsibility for another person's child who you don't know.
Please are just stay on the line.
And sikhuluma ngendaba lula ukuthi yena ukhuluma usowake wakhupha statement sokuthi thina abantu beZimbabwe and commit crime. Unfortunately, this was the right time for Minister Mbalula to prove that what he said, that he wants to deal with Zimbabwe. So if he wanted to deal with Zimbabweans for sure, we were waiting for him to deal with the first lady. He should have done rightfully what he promised. He was supposed to deal with the first lady and prove to us that for sure he doesn't like Zimbabweans bringing crime. And unfortunately, we have to also mention the roots of our first lady. If you go back if we research back and find out where the first lady was born, the first lady was born in South Africa, in Benoni. So can we rightfully say that Zimbabweans are the ones committing crime? Or can we rightfully also push her to the South Africans? And we can say, oh, no, the first lady was actually born in your country. So she may be Zimbabwean, yes, but she's South African by birth. So there's a lot of things that we can actually point out on this matter. But our first lady actually caused the disgrace. I mean, this was very, very, very embarrassing moment for every Zimbabwean. Because we lost our words. We didn't even know what to do. We commented, we called, we said, she's the first lady. She's the woman who is supposed to stand and who we're supposed to say, but look at our first lady. She does this and she does that, but instead she did something that it was an embarrassment.
Uh-huh. Thank you, David. Bye. Please, just stay on the line. Mapena ngeza kuwe, kahle ngirelease ubaba uGutu lapha. Vagutu, I know you are you have to run. Tipe ima shokwenye kupedzisira pa chidimbo.
Ndoda kuti vana veZimbabwe vakatera iye zvino vaziva kuti ndidzo nyanya dziri kutitonga muZimbabwe dzakaita sa Grace Mugabe. Vanhu vasina hunhu. Vanhu vanoita zvinonyadzika. Chero ukaona izvo amai vachinorova vana kana tumwana wevamwe vanhu kune imwe nyika zvataridza kuti unhu hwavo hunhu hunoshoreka vana vavo vavakoniwa tinohwa mbiri kana kuti tingangoti muchikaranga toti guhu ravo vakomana vaya rokusvuta mbanje rekusvuta zvinodhaka mahard drugs vana hashishi heroini cocaine nokuita zvimwe zvakadaro zvomusakadzwa zvongotaridza kuti havana vasina proper parental guidance. Pavhiki yakapera iyo takazva kuti vakaenda kune rimwe bhawa romuno muHarare kunonzi Long Term Plaza shopping center iri pedyo neNational Sports Stadium vakatenga mabhodhoro 51 a week. Rimwe bhodhoro raikosha mari inoita $190 US. Zvichireva kuti vakashandisa almost $10,000 yokutenga doro usiku humwe chete mubhawa iroro ndokutanga kudhakwa zvokudhakisisa zviyane shamwari dzavo zvangotaridza kuti muriyo iyi yokwava Mugabe iyi Mwari vapindira vana veZimbabwe zvongotaridza kuti vanhu ivavava ukamugabe ivavava nezani yavo vakaramba vari mupawa zvokwadi toramba tingotambura nekusingaperi.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda vagutu nekupina muchirongwa chedu.
Atenda skoro. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for having me.
That's MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu. Is Kurumeli sebandla le MDCT. Ubaba uObed Gutu bekhuluma ke lapho esithi ngokwenziwa ngabantwana bakamgabe ukungezwa ubuhlongandleba ubuhlongandlebe ababenzayo obubangele ukuthi yena umama uMgabe inkosikazi Mgabe ecine ebhaxabula luntombazana into eyangisayo kakhulu njengokukhuluma kwethu asazi ukuthi ungaphi unkosikazi Mgabe oba manje ubemele vele amiswe edalele ephalamende lamhlanje njengokutsho kukamphathi Ntambo obona ngezamapholisa kule South Africa umnumzana afikile Mbalula kodwa kasabuyanga emthethweni laba kasikwazi ukuthi kwenza ngaleni kahle kahle. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Mabhena, uzwile abalaleli abathumela imbiko lapha kubo WhatsApp la kubo Facebook bathi hayi abanye bathi hayi unkosikazi Mgabe uright ube discipline abantwana lapha ngoba bakhanya bangamahlongandleba abantwana laba kuthiwa spare the rod and spoil the child.
Angithi siyakwazi ukuthi umama uGrace Mgabe uke wakhuluma esemazoe kuselebrethwa i-birthday yakhe lapha akhulumileyo wathi abantu abakhe sebemehlulu kodwa akwenzileyo eGoli kazange atshaye abantu abakhe utshaye umntwana ongasomntanakhe esikwaziyo lesintwini sethu umuntu ongumfana kumbe umuntu ongubaba nguyolandelela umuntu ongusisi ezibika laye nxa usisi laye sethandile ebesekhomba khonokho okwenziwe ngumntwana lowo awungeke uthi wena kungokhangelela ukuthi uzaba kumamazala walowo mntwana ube usutshaya umntwana lowo kunokuthi wena uvalele yakho inja endlini. UGrace Mgabe uyakwazi ukuthi abantu abakhe bangamahlongandlebe bafuze yena yikho basuka wabasusa eDubai wabaletha eSouth Africa. Umbuzo esilawo thina omkhulu ukuthi kade vele baze basuke eHarare basuswe yini kuyini abakulanda eSouth Africa bahlala endaweni lapha ababhadala irent ethi 70,000 rands ngenyanga nxa usubala lokudla le mali abadakwa ngayo singatsho ukuthi ba imali abayisebenzisayo ngenyanga yi-120,000 rand siselizweni eZimbabwe okungelamali khona emabhenki elizweni ongelamsebenzi khona 94% abantu umethi ngabo bayasebenza bathengisa amatamatisi emgwaqweni satshela ukuthi kuzaba le misebenzi efika ama-million 2 million kayizange kube khona imisebenzi kodwa nansi imali iyadlaliswa esantini yimuli kaMgabe kambe sibili kusafanele yini ukuthi umuntu owehluleka ukuthi aqoqe imuli yakhe ayifundise imithetho uyakhokhela athini isizwe. Siyake sizwe labafundisi ukuthi nxa wena usehluleka ukuthi ukhokhele kuhle imuli yakho angeke bakugcobe ube ngumfundisi kodwa nanku thina silo muntu osesikhokhele 37 years lo nkosikazi wakhe bayehluleka ukuthi baqondise abantwana. UMgabe siyakwazi uhlale ekhulume ngafika eMathebeland eGwanda lakhathesi ukukhulumile ethi abantu beMathebeland ngabayekele uhambe eSouth Africa besiyadinga imisebenzi eGoli eZimbabwe kuright kakhulu kanti nxa kuright kakhulu eZimbabwe abantu abakhe bafunana eGoli akabathathe ahlale nabo khona ale Harare abafundise umthetho hayi lokhu abakwenza kube besiyanyisa.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Mabhena. Please do stay on the line. Those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7, and we are broadcasting live from the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Mrs. Mugabe, our First Lady, Grace Mugabe, who might, as we speak, be a fugitive from the South African law. She was supposed to appear in court today on assault charges, but she did not appear. We've been trying to clarify the circumstances with Fikile Mbalula, the Minister of Police in South Africa, to no avail. Sithathe omunye umlaleli Timbotora, mtereri ku South Africa, Comrade Kugarika. Magadi wa Kugarika.
Baba tinoshida magadi nenyu.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifara wo.
Ndida kupa kutenda Studio 7 iri kuita kuti tizwe nenyaya tichibatsirane vana veZimbabwe pamwechete vari munyika dzakasiyana siyana.
Aiwa tinotenda. Ko mavaona here amai Mugabe?
Baba zvinorwadza asi tinokwandiri zvandisunungura ndafara chose. Nekuti pane tsamba iri muBhaibheri inoti a tree is observed by its fruits. You cannot pick figs from a thorn tree. Unhu amai ava varatidza nyika yose zvichinyadzisa nyika yose zvikuru sei isu vana veZimbabwe vari mukati mezvimwe nyika kuti unhu amai venyu hauna kumira zvakanaka. Ndireuka vakamborova mumwe journalist sometime amino kwavaimbonohodha kwavaimbotenga zvinhu kuti kuti sometime I think few years ago. Saka vari kuramba vachingodzokorora.
Saka yobatwa sei nyaya yakadai nekumatare dzimhosva kuhanzi havana kuenda uyezve hatisati taziva kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Pataona news zvanzi vanga vachifanira kunge vachidiwa na half past 11 she did not pitch vakanzi vamirirwe na 1 o'clock havana kuwanikwa. Ndarura atara kuti hapana dhoketi ranga rahugwa kana warrant of arrest asi vari kuti investigation ichiri kuenderera mberi. Saka zvadudzira mukati menyika dzose kuti kunyange parichaita mavhoti vaaratidza kuti vanhu vezanu pf hunhu hwavo ndehwehumhondi. Mhuri yekwaMugabe inotonga nedemo nechibhakera. Zvakare ndichiri papapa ndinoziva kuti ngozi inomuka. Vanhu vakapfudzwa, vakatemwa, vakapondwa, vakanyungu, vakatsakatikiswa vaakupfuka mviro mviro dzemhanza mapfeka. Zvaakuchitanga ndichina maninji achifambisi chinomirira mavara acho kuti aonekwe. Hanzi rina manyanga hariputirwe mushumisha kana iri mimba ichaonekwa pakuzvarwa. Saka vanhu vaakupfuka zvichabuda chete. Pazvakare ivo vana ivava pamwe vana havadi kupiwa mitupo isiri yavo nemadzinza asiri avo mumhuri. Varidzi vevana vanodzoka kumhuri dzavo vachiratidza hunhu kuti ava vana vamuri kuti nderenyahasi vedu.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vaKugarika.
Chimwe chinhu ndapedza kuti amai kudai vanga vachida kuranga vangadai varanga vana vavo nekuti vana vavo vane zvakaitika zvakawanda zvavakaita kubva kuDubai muno macho vakadzingwa mavaigara iye zvinezvi vakumwe. Amai vangadai vanyatsoona kuti musikana ake vatema uyu aazive vana vavo. Vana vavo ndo vakada munhu kuti vange vainaye panguva iyo. Vangadai varanga vana vavo kuti zvamuri kuita hazviite, kwete kuranga mwana womunhu. Mutemo wekuZimbabwe chai unoti ukarova munhu nembama imhosva, ukasairira munhu imhosva. Saka ivo vatopara mhosva yavatiza, zvakare vatiza mhosva yavapara yekuti kureva kuti munhu havachadzoka. Ende isu vatiparira mhosva yekuti hakungonzi vanhu vana veZimbabwe vakafanana namai nababa venyu.
Aiwa tinopinda tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vaKugarika. Regai timbotora vamwe vatereri.
Ndoda kuti ndimukokupaiwo mundinyore nhamba dzangu pasi but iprivate ndizozviburitsa palife talk saizvozvizvi. Ndiri kuyeuka 2004 tiri kwambuya nyakasikana kumarondera nditika vasati vafa. Ndakanzi ini nemhondo rokuna sekuru vari pamusani paSt Paul's kuti ndaiende tine biraro redoro remvura rimukwerera vachititsangirai kuti atonge nyika ino yeZimbabwe. Ngaauye akugame timuturire kumhondoro dzenyika ino. Nyika ino haina kungouya. zvokuti dai ndakange ndaona mukana ndakanomuvataurira before 2008 angada ari kutonga izvozvi saka ndini ndine mhosva yandakapiwa so muzvukuru akatamirira vanhu pamusi iwoyo ndakatya kuti ndikaendagona kuvatsunga kufa asi ndoda kuti mukaona mukana namba dzangu idzodzo mundifonere pakati pezuva apa ndikusanangurirei zvaiki zviri kudiwa kuti zviitwe zvacho ndendokusa ndingavaonesei ndovatsanangurira sei vatsvangirai vacho tipinde mumaelection gorura zvisina bopoto zvisina hondo zvisina ropa
okay haiwa tamufonera
ndinadzo tsananguro idzodzo kana zvisina kuitika goro rinoya handidzoke kumusha
okay ndichamufonera vakugarika ndinotena neupina muchirongo
ndizakuti ndisangane navo pakati pandisingataure
okay ticha we have to move on satavanya valaleli sithathe umnumzana Honest South Africa mnumzana mapena aqhube kubambile khonapho Honest kunjani ba
kona kunjani ba
hayi sikhona kunjani emzansi limbonile ino Grace yadingwa
simbone mumapepeni kuphela kwekhuluma ngaye hayi nathi ke simlindile simbonanga ba
yeba kithi ungathini ngalinda
hayi lumama uyasiyangisa kakhulu ba
vantu vezama ukugoqa amahlongandlebe be
hayi amahlongandlebe ngabantu abakhe lo ntombazana phela akazizelanga lapha ehoteleni angithi yintombazana iqonyiswe ngabantu abakhe abantu abakhe bona ibabaziyo ukuthi basasesikoleni bamele babheke into zesikolo bona benza into zamantombazana into zama-drugs yena kube ngawushaya abantu abakhe ashiyane lalo ntombazana lo kona manje usidengisa usinikeza isimo esinjani ngoba siyambona lumama even dasekhaya ungani nje vele ungani kufuna ukuba yi-presidential candidate nanganje bengafuni ukuthi bakuveze kahle but ma ulandela nje even lama-slogan we-party yabo nje uzotokona bani bese kunamayi uyabona ukuthi ngumuntu nje ongani kuthiwa usendleleni ukuthi nje uyagunya ukuthi aye lapho kwi-position uzoba ngumongameli onjani ulethemba enjalo soba sowupuswa ngumntu onjani ma inkosi mpela ingasihlanekela mpela angene mpela esikhundleni abe ngumuntu osithungamelayo sothungamela ngumama onjani umama ongakhoni ukugoqa abantwana ngendlela elungileyo ba
into eyaziwayo mnumzana Ndebele ukuthi uBelamini lo lo Robert Junior ngamahlongandlebe mpela uyazikhulumela unina kambe kukhona na esingakufunda njengabazali kumuli kamgabe ngokondla abantwana ukubakhulisa
yazi into engiyibonayo baba yikuthi nje yena kube wayebonisa abantwana laba ngamahlongandlebe kube vele uvele ubangenise isikolo ekhaya eZimbabwe bahlala naye under i-parental guidance yakhe angabayeki baza bezohlala bodwa ngapha ngoba abangeke bakubuyeke lobo busongandlebe ngoba akhona ama-university eZimbabwe angithi khona manje bakhona abantwana baseZimbabwe thina mathe sithuthe kasinganayo imali sifunda khona phakathi eZimbabwe bona basidingisa ukuthi banemali badla imali zethu bafunda ngaphandle ngapha ngapha uyazi ma vele bengavele bengabantwana beyi-two benganamuntu omdala abanaye eduze vele bazobuyenza lobo buhlongandlebe angeke babuyeke baba
aha hayi siyabonga khonapho mnumzana Ndebele ngokungena kuhlelo ba
hayi sibongile baba
bayakhuluma abalaleli mnumzana Mabena the people are talking.
Yes, we agree with the caller to say there's no reason in our view for Grace Mugabe to bring her kids to South Africa knowing how they behave. This is one of the reasons why she transferred them from Dubai to South Africa. Therefore, we believe that they should be in Zimbabwe. So one of the things that she should have done is to relocate her kids to Harare. But like we were saying earlier on that we are worried in terms of the money that is spent on these children. This is taxpayers' money. Why in a country which has no employment, why in a country where we are in a financial crisis, and here they are in something spending 70,000 rand on rental, one would assume that on food, beer, and so forth, they are spending something like over 30,000 rand. So they are simply looting our money in Zimbabwe. The money is being spent on these children who are wild. And we know why these children, they are wild. They are just like the mother. So we are saying you cannot have a person of present stature as a leader of our society. She has failed to lead our society. You can't behave in the manner in which she is behaving if one wants to be a president of a state. It can't be correct.
Aha, na kube kubambile mnumzana mapena kulotaba olunye lapha bakhona abanye kade besithi mhlombe kungaba nzima ukuthi unkosikazi Mgabe aboshwe kumbe etheswe icala kwele South Africa okusemthethweni amiswe phambi komthethwani laba ngoba ulalokho kuthiwa diplomatic immunity. Ufikile mbalula bambuzile ngaleyo ndaba ukuthi uGrace Mgabe uyakwalifya na kundaba ye diplomatic community ilakho ukumvikela na kazange acace khonapho ukuthi indaba abasazoyikhangelisisa kakuhle babona ukuthi uminjani umingaphi khonapho engavikelwa na ngomthetho. Sithathe omunye umlaleli njalo okhonapha eMelika uGary. Gary, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mnumzana uNtugamili labalaleli lapho ke ngibonge ithuba lokuthi ngingena ehlelweni lapha ke.
Uyizwile indaba?
Hayi, indaba yeqhalaqhala likaMgabeleli iyethusa sibili. Ayibonisi inhlonipho, iyasiyangisa njengesizwe kakhulu. Kodwa ke ake buye futhi ngithi mina ngicizelele ebantwini ukuthi kula abanye abantu belizweni lakithi akade bekhona laphana abasebenza ehoteleni lona leliyana lapho kwenzakale khona lokho, bavele bakubeka sobala ukuthi kukhona sokukhona la, kukhona imali, kukhona imfumba esitshintshana izandla lapha, akula lapha isenzo sikaGrace esizoya khona. Ngoba sekubonakela abantu kugijigiji nje bezama ukuvala lapha lalaphana and sebekwanelisile. Lokhu kudlalisa imali yelizwe, kudlalisa ihulumende weZimbabwe, uhulumende weSouth Africa, kukhulunywa lokhu lalokhu, bikuchitha isikhathi le mali nje. Iqiniso ukuthi usephunyukile uGrace, angiboni ukuthi uzabuya athole ithuba lokuthi athonisiswe.
Ngophunyuka bemphete.
Ngophunyuka bemphete, yikho mina ngithi likhalakhala. Ikhalakhala kaMgabeleli. Kodwa ke lokhu njalo futhi ake ngibuye ngithi kuyisibonelo esikhulu kuthina siyisizwe seZimbabwe lezakhamizi zaseSouth Africa ukuthi kwinhlupho lezi esilazo bakithi, hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe singamavila kumbe siyehlile ukuthi sizilungise isimo esikuso, laba bantu bazenzela umathanda kithi. Ngakho izenzo zabo zigcina zisivala imilomo, kunzima ukuthi sikhulume. Ukwenza khona kangikhulumi. Yikho eZimbabwe ubonakala abantu benyamalaza, umuntu uyalahleka, umuntu uyacasha. Wena unje Ntungamile ngomunye wabantu oke waxoxa lami ngemva kokuba nilahlekile ngiseZimbabwe. Wawayibona ngaphi lizo ukuthi abantu bayalahleka nje mntu acathi kungabi indaba zalutho.
Hayi, umuntu kalahleki nje njengenkomo.
Kodwa eZimbabwe kuyenzeka. Nanku umuntombi zothi utshayele umntana abantu, wehlile kutshaya bakhe abantwana.
Vathi
kutobuyela sekhaya njengamanje.
Kutube bafunile bajamukile uChatunga bavaleka musi.
Kubaleka bakhe bebafunile kodwa angithi ngabantu bakhe uyakwazi ukuthi abambe noma yini. Nguye phela obhatala lapho ahlala khona labana abafana. Abafana labana kabazibhadaleli indawo yokuhlala. Nguye obhadalayo. Nguye ogijigijima labo lapha lalaphana. Njalo kuyaziwa ukuthi bangamahle ngendlebe. Bebengamahle ngendlebe esesikole eHarare, bebengamahle ngendlebe eDubai baze babanjwa belezidakamiswa eziningi kakhulu. So lokho kantombazana lo mbona ngathi into encane kakhulu ngoba nxa ekwanise ukuthi ayebahlenga endaweni ezinjenge ku-Arab World laphana, ngale phela kuyabulawa nje ukulala nomfazi womuntu, i-adultery nje uyabulawa, kodwa wena wamanjwa belezidakamiswa, akuzange kwenzakala lutho. Lokhu okantombazana hayi into encane.
Akuyivale khonapho ngamafitshane Gary usipha amazwi akho ukugcina bakhona abanye abathi hayi le indaba yediscipline bakhona abathi le abuse of office usukile unkosikazi Mgabe waya kwele South Africa wazithi ngoba ngumongameli she can do whatever she wanted wasechaya ke luntombazana like I'm saying bakhona abathi hayi lo ngumama obedisciplina abantwana ngoba abakathezi kabasagoqeki ikakhulu abakhe
lokho ngiyakunezelela sibili wonke umuntu ungaba ngumzali mhlawumbe ubhudi wabantwana busisi wabantwana ulakho ukuthi abadiscipline nxa bephambanisa kodwa lokho okwenziwe ngugesi ngibona ngathi usuke wedlulisa amalawulo mina ngoba silibonile inxeba lalwana umntwana oyintombazana akazange afihle uwenze wonke umuntu usuke usidisciplina kanjani nxa umntwana aseyazebe lamanxeba kanjeyana njalo lapha asikaze sizwe kuthombe uthayo olokhuzeni obelamine asikaze sikuzwe ngitsho kodwa ube lamandla okuthi athaye lo mntwana uthi i-discipline bayidinga sibili siyavumelana lakho lokho yisho isintu phela kodwa nginxasa usilimaza abantwana ngendlela liyana angiboni ukuthi mina kuseseyikukhuza umuntu
aha hayi siyabonga Gary ngokungena kuhlelo ba
hayi ngiyabonga nami
aha that's Gary Jackson calling us from here in the United States hanzi na Gary andiwona ukuthi pane chichaitika kuna amai Mgabe hanzi vato buda pa kubatwa nemtemo pane mashoko ekuti parizvino vava kuZimbabwe asi we cannot substantiate those reports vari kuchema vakawanda hanzi handizvo zvatanga takatarisira kubva kumudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika watingati first lady asi varipowo vari kuvatsigira kuti haiwa amai Mugabe vanga vachidisciplina vana sekuziva kwenyu vana vavo junior Robert Junior naJatunga vana vasina mutemo hanzi havana tsika vanotoita madiro aGeorgina kuSouth Africa kwavari ikoko hameno kuti Georgina wacho aimbozviitawo sei si le ncwadi lapha evela kumuzi one of our very loyal listeners, he says, personally, I don't think South Africa will do anything to grace Mugabe. We have history before with the ANC government when they refused to attach some Zimbabwe assets to the white Zimbabweans they took land from. Ma Bena, give us your last word. We are approaching the top of the hour.
Well, as the Zimbabwe Communist Party, we are in solidarity with the victim. Ours is always to be on the side of the weak against the powerful. This is why we have taken this action in condemning the conduct of Grace Mugabe. Whether she appears in court or not, we have sent a very clear message that as the party of the working class and the poor will always stand with the weak against the powerful. And the second, it is a lesson to every leader in Africa that South Africa is a constitutional democracy. Those who behave like Grace Mugabe, they should be warned that they cannot just come here and abuse South African citizens. And we are calling on all progressive organizations in South Africa and Zimbabwe to stand united in solidarity with the victim.
Thank you there, Mr. Mabena. And Fikile Mbalula said today, he cannot go to Zimbabwe and commit a crime. There he will be met with the full force of law. Likewise, many people are looking forward to that standard applying to Grace Mugabe, our first lady. Meanwhile, Robert Jr., the Mugabe kids, continue to show some arrogance on social media. I think on Robert Jr.'s Facebook, he says, they keep on talking, we keep on rolling. Ameno, asazi, that does it for us tonight. Zimbabwe, thanks to Nicholas Mnabuto Mabena of the Zimbabwe Communist Party, Zimbaishe Mushwaburi, and MDCT spokesperson Obed Gudu. And of course, all our listeners, good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.